guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. If you're just tuning in, we're doing a little education show today. We might have stepped away from the grill a little bit, but if you're new to the show, this is what we do. When we find something interesting, we kind of chase after it.
Or so. Maybe we're just going to change the way our grill works.
Sure. Could be. Could be.
We're going to slow down the grilling process right. A little bit and relax.
So, James, in the last segment, we were just getting ready to start talking about product. We did a little industry, a little regulatory. I think this is where I am most interested because I'm most confused.
Sure.
Okay, so maybe you could take us through the products and then specifically some of yours as well.
Happy to. So there are many different ways that you can imbibe cannabis nowadays. There's the old-fashioned way. You can twist up a joint and smoke this stuff with cured dried flower, which is the way that a lot of us older heads still go about it.
And do you sell them pre-rolled like that?
We do. We have pre-rolls. We also sell the whole flower that you can make into joints yourselves. We sell joints in different sizes. You can get ones that are half size, big size, pretty much any different way you want this, we can get it to you. With the more popular and on the come is the vaporization. So that's where we take the hash oil, we take the plant material, and we personally do it in a solventless manner where we take and use ice water to remove the cannabinoids from the plant. And then after some processes, that gets it into a form where we can put it in a cartridge. And said cartridge is a half gram to a gram. They have a small battery that gets that heated, and the coil on the inside heats that hash oil to a vapor.
That's what people call their pen.
Correct.
Okay. Yes. I see people with those all over the place.
Yes, sure. And they are very discreet. They are very scentless for the most part.
Can't burn yourself.
You shouldn't. although you use it enough, anything can happen.
That I've observed, I don't have one, but what I've observed is it's a one and done. You don't light it, have to smoke the whole thing, half the thing. Mm-hmm. It's one hit and you're done, which is super convenient. That's, which I can see why they're up and coming.
That's exactly right. You turn this thing on, it doesn't have anything 2-3 seconds till it's able to heat up. You can get a one, whatever you're looking for imbibement, how much you're going to get in your system.
So basically the people that have nicotine vapes, mm-hmm. it's the same thing.
Pretty close, yes. Okay. Now the nicotine vapes are cut with another fluid that they put the nicotine into, where this is just the true resin straight from the plant, especially when it's done in the way that we do it, which is solventless. By using the ice and using that as opposed to using butane or alcohol.
So it's going to be a little healthier for you.
Oh, that's exactly it.
Healthier.
Our store is featured with the organic end of this, the straight from the farm to your plate mentality. We're less than a Meijer store. We're more like the farm stand at the end of the road where the farmer sells his goods straight from his
place. And again,
place.
We're talking with James Allen from Premier Botanics or Botanics?
You know, you can say it whichever way you like as long as you're saying it.
Yeah.
It's Premier Botanics. Botanicals is the root word of that, and we think we have the Premier Botanicals
and
in the area.
And they're on M21. In Lowell, right by McDonald's.
1450 West Main Street.
Yeah.
Yep, right there.
Used to be an auto parts place.
Yeah, Showboat Automotive.
Yeah.
And we were lucky enough to have known the owner and speak to him directly, because one of the biggest challenges is that these businesses, and the reason that Lowell has so many, are only allowed in certain districts. And Lowell was the very first city that said yes. By saying yes.
Well, we went aggressively after it, too, and a lot of local residents are going, wow, why are they doing so many? Well, look, it's turned into a marketplace. You're creating jobs and revenue in a city that was just sort of a flour mill town.
$190,000 in revenue this year alone. There will be 4 to 5 more licenses next year. I wouldn't be surprised if we're starting to scrape $500,000 here soon.
So there's, from a business guy's standpoint, there's got to be a point where the market's saturated. We'll talk about that another time, because it's still expanding, as you mentioned.
Right.
But if I walk into your store, what are the 3 or 4 questions I need to be able to answer so you can help me buy the right product?
The very first thing we want to know is, are you looking to treat something medically, or are you using this for relaxation? Once we realize what you're trying to use the product for, then we can start shipping in the directions for what you want to use. If you are opposed to smoking entirely, Which is unfortunately still one of the best ways to get all the cannabinoids in your system at once, because the flower always will have all of the different cannabinoids. Once you start processing it, you lose some of them. And with over 200, we're not sure even now how all of them interact with each other. So you may be losing.
Now, how about if you took that flower and you baked it in brownies?
You can do that, but you have to do what's called decarboxylation first, which means you'd have to heat it for 220 degrees for about 20 minutes. And that would allow the cannabinoids to become digestible so that your body would
absorb. That sounds about like the baking process for brownies, doesn't it?
Yes, darn close. Yeah. So what we do is we take those same hash oils and we decarboxylate them, and then we will put them into different products. We sell olive oil, where you can use that olive oil to bake with, and as long as you infuse it at the right rate, you're going to get the product that you like, or you can buy the products that we make. So for example, today I've brought some samples that I'll be giving out, and two of them are our chocolates, which are infused with THC only, are meant for, you know, relaxation and for getting to your head. And we also have one, which is our citrus sap gummies. And those are a 1-to-2 THC to CBD ratio, much more on the medical end, what I use at night to help me sleep. I had a back surgery in 2018. Can't sleep more than a couple hours in a row before I have to change position. And with these, I get enough relaxation and relief that I can go 4 or 5 hours, and it's a game changer for me.
Yeah. So once again, when I come into the store, you're going to ask me what?
I'm going to say, what are we looking to take care of here? Are you looking to have a good time, or are you looking to, you know, alleviate a certain
right.
type of pain?
So let's go with my knee hurts a lot.
Yes.
An old injury from sports, and it bothers me, you know, so I think is there anything that can help me?
Yeah, the best way to go about that is our pain rub. So we have topicals that you can rub onto the injuries. They're infused with both THC and CBD, and they do an amazing job of giving relief right off the spot without any head high.
Okay, so novice, THC, CBD, MOUSE, there's all kinds of acronyms in this. What is that? What's the difference between THC and CBD?
Okay, so the plant marijuana, cannabis, has hundreds of different compounds, and those compounds interact with our endocannabinoid system. Sorry, hard to say that, a mouthful. The receptors in our brain adapt perfectly with the chemical compound that is in marijuana. Now, of that, there are hundreds of different slight variations on the compounds in that. For example, THC Delta 9 is tetrahydrocannabinol, and that is the what most people are looking for. That is what makes you feel happy, gives you the euphoric feelings, makes you hungry, things of that nature.
So THC is an abbreviation for that.
Correct.
Okay. I've heard words I've never heard before.
Yes.
This is interesting. So then, okay. So then the CBD part of it.
Yep. And that is cannabidiol.
Okay.
Yes, and that is one that does the anti-inflammatory end. It doesn't get you high. You'll find it both in hemp and in marijuana. But what it does do is react with the other cannabinoids and help promote their use. So, for example, they're finding that THC is enhanced when used in Congress with CBD. But when used simply by itself, it's an anti-inflammatory that get you where you're looking without the side effects of some of the others.
You hear these commercials all the time for CBD oil, and I think for the first couple of years I rolled my eyes and it's like, yeah, whatever.
Well, we're old, Bob, and that's why I wanted to do this, because this is here to stay. So if it's going to be there and it's going to be available to me, I want to know what I'm buying and what I'm not.
I'm telling you, when I had that bike accident, I was in our recliner for, I don't know, 6 weeks. And my daughter-in-law brought me this bottle with this, looked like Vaseline in it, and I rubbed it on my elbow because the hospital wouldn't give me any good pain meds, you know, so I was just doing Tylenol till the cows came home, and my whole right side hurt. And I'd rub that on, and like 10 minutes later, I'm like, oh, it feels better. That's weird. Is that true?
Yep,
it is.
Right,
it's working.
Right.
I still have that bottle. I use it sparingly.
Yeah, we're dating ourselves because this is old fart conversation.
Because nobody else will date us.
Having, right? But anyway, so really interesting.
Again,
really
we're talking about Premier Botanics.
Yep, we sure are. And you're Lowell. And the interesting part about that is that there's a ton of competition, but everybody does something a little bit different. And we may want to talk about that in the last segment. But coming up next, Jim Connor from JSJ out in Muskegon is going to talk with us. He's a grower, and he's a sharp guy, and I want to tune in. So stick with us. We'll be back.